There you go. We can see you now, Trish. Oh, there, yep. There you go. Hello, hello.
Having a hard time getting on. That's just whatever.
An iPhone is Beth, I guess, or
Yes, that's Beth.
Beth.
Beth is going to
There you
go
go.
audio tonight.
Okay, sounds
Okay.
good. Owner is Keith, right?
Yes, indeed.
Oh,
Ooh, my girl.
Shaggy.
What if this teaching makes me schizophrenic? I was just thinking, just joking, but I was just thinking that I normally think of my that it's my awareness, but then I noticed, well, maybe it's awareness is awareness. It's not me that's aware. It's awareness that's aware. So in a sense, I guess I do have a split personality. And
Well,
when I
the
think.
body, Keith, is an appearance within your own self.
Yeah, so it's
And
not a
now
separate.
you're normal. Like you know yourself in a real sense. You know you're not this Keith. Before, when you were identifying as Keith and believing yourself to be Keith, yeah, you could say you were like mentally ill because
Is true.
you were trying to live the life of someone else. Unsuccessfully, because you know it's
And
so.
needing help.
But it was all a dream and nothing was true, so it doesn't really matter. You know yourself in a real sense. Whatever happened before, you know, was nothing, just a long dream. So it doesn't bother you. Just like when you wake up in the morning, no matter what you did in the dream, like Ranjit Maharaj used to talk about, like if you killed many cows, which is like a very bad crime, but you wake up in the morning, nothing happened. So you know yourself in a real sense that all this trouble that you thought you had had, that all this spiritual experience you believed yourself to be having, that all this finding of yourself and seeking God and seeking Brahman, Paramatman, it's all come to an end because now you know yourself in a real sense. The waking up has happened, and waking up as far as you're no longer deluded by the fact of being a body. Even though the body's available, you no longer say, this is me, and when this body is no more, I am no more. And then the fear of death, and you have the pain and pleasure principle because you want this body to experience only good things and nothing negative. And now you know. Like it's all illusion. You know yourself in a real sense, whether the body's there or not, you are. The body-based illusory experience won't be there for you, and yet that power and that energy is still going to be powering and energizing all the forms in all the various forms. Because it doesn't change. It doesn't add, it doesn't subtract. You can look at yourself in the mirror and know that the same one that saw you when you were a very little small boy is now seeing you as you're aging, and yet it's not aging. That presence was never a baby, was never a child, was never an adult. It's providing the power and the energy to see an appearance and say, oh, that's me. But it's not true. Just as if you look in a mirror and you see many, 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 many images, and oh, which one is true? Well, none of these, they're all reflection. Spontaneous reflection, spontaneous projection, presence. And now you know, you're not believing yourself. Oh, this is so true. Oh my goodness, when am I ever going to realize myself? I had it, then I didn't have it, then I had it, but then thoughts came in. Well, who cares? Because you know yourself in a real sense. The mind cannot produce any thoughts about you because the mind came along with the body and you're prior to the body. So you just remain okay. And now do your job, do your duties. No need to go around, you know, like, oh, I know myself. Because who's this you that knows yourself? The space in the sky.
John, I think I know myself. I think I know my selfless self. However, sometimes there are just so many things going on in the illusion that it's hard to not take the touch, as you say, because I mean, people were dying. And in my life, people were dying, the cat's sick, people are moving away. You know, there are just a lot of things. And even though I know myself in the true sense, it's hard sometimes to just let the scenes pass through me because I find that that there'll be maybe a stuckness because I maybe haven't let them pass that. As I say, a number of people in my life are dying, and my cat's been sick. People are moving away. There are just a lot of things. And so I can, you know, I can meditate. I can know that it's illusion, but it's still, I've had experience lately of feeling some depression with all the things that are going on in on the body level.
Yeah, I mean, again, five elements. As long as you're holding a five elemental body, there's going to be disturbance. And you know yourself in a real sense. Yes, okay, it's sad that the cat and the different various people are passing. But at the same time, you don't get caught up in a thought stream that's going to like carry you along into the illusion deeper. You
Well,
can absolutely.
that's what I'm saying, that I understand how scenes appear and disappear, and you don't get so caught. But sometimes so many things happen at once that it's hard to not get caught up, is what I'm saying.
And this is when just if you just sit there, you know, you just heard bad news about your own doctor or something else, some friend of yours, and you just sit there and just remain with yourself. Because yes, the thoughts are coming and going, but you don't have to flow along. See, you need a narrator in order to create suffering. You need to create a narration of this is happening and this is happening and this is happening to Beth and these are Beth's friends and all this. And I'm not saying to be like bypassing the feelings. Feelings come and go. And depression definitely needs a narration. Like there can be a feeling of heaviness in the body, but unless you translate this into I am feeling depressed or there's a depression, then you're creating a narrator and a storyline along with this feeling. But remember, all these feelings are arising in your spontaneous presence. And if you don't get deeply involved with them, they will pass very quickly. And even in a funeral of a friend, you can sit there, of course, pay your respects and all this, but inwardly, you just know no one's dying, no one's born, no one's dying. There's no death. You just inwardly just remain with your selfless self. This that is powering all the forms are going to deteriorate. This is the natural thing with the five elements. The five elemental body, it wears out, can no longer sustain the essence, and that's it. But the you that you are registering with, and this is why a lot of people say, what is the best way to get in touch with a loved one after they've passed? Well, remaining with yourself, the self is the best way. Because that contact with the pure presence that you are is the closest you can get to a loved one.
I believe that.
Even sickness, okay. You sit in the hospital room with someone and they're kind of sleeping and all this, you remain with yourself, the self. No disturbance.
Because it's sort of like their self, your selfless self is no different than theirs. Is that sort
But there is only selfless self. There's nothing other.
of.
All the otherness is an appearance and illusion. And the worst thing is to sit there and say, well, I'm supposed to feel sad or I'm supposed to do this. I shouldn't be remaining with my selfless self because these are very serious things. These are very problematic situations. No. This is true within the illusion, but you know yourself in a real sense. Now you can operate. If somebody says, okay, come to the funeral, it's very sad, you're crying next to the person and all this sort of stuff, and they're passing and you're going to the burial and you're crying, this is okay. But inwardly, you know. The only thing that happened, and that's even in the Bible, they say earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, because it's just five elemental body. The person was absolutely illusion, and the power that presented the opportunity to form a person is eternal. And even outside the concept of eternal, because there's no, in order to have eternal, you have to have like not eternal, or the concept of duality. It just is. You just are. You can never not be there. Like you can't go anywhere. All the bodies on this screen 50 years from now, none of these bodies will be here. And yet, presence will be fine, quite happily enjoying, creating, and powering the whole of everything. There's no loss. This body labeled John might be in the ground or burned or buried, who knows? But there never was a John. John was a concept and an idea that was believed as something separate and was just a dream character within the presence, within the consciousness, whatever you want to call it. In the generations to come, two bodies get together, they make another little body, and the presence believing itself to be this body because it's sensing the sense of existence. Oh, I exist. Then goes on, and then that body will find another body and create. And it's just a little body factory that presence is allowing to give the power, the energy to, that's creating new stories, that's creating new understanding, all within you. I told you there was one time where I was with my son up in the the bouncy house thing. And it was so weird because I was watching all these kids running around, but the knowingness was there that, like, this is just presence. Presence is going to experience itself in all these different various ways through the illusory appearance and believing itself to have a life, to live a life, to enjoy this, to do this, to have parents, to, and it's just a continuum. But it's just presence. And it's just as in a dream. You do the same thing every night. You lay down to sleep, and you also birth an entire world, populate it, provide the power and the energy to move everything around, provide speaking, listening, provide whatever storyline is happening. And when you wake up, you know it wasn't true. And watching the little children playing and jumping and all this kind of stuff, and then running for the pizza and doing all these things is presence. It's in the bubble of illusion. Nothing that's going to appear can be outside of the bubble of illusion. Because outside of the bubble of illusion, there's no dualistic thinking, there's no dualistic concepts. It's just you. And inside the bubble of illusion, it's just you manifesting as all the five elements and creating and doing all the things. That's why dream, you just look at dream, you know, this body form, it's laying down. There's nothing. There's a sense of existence, a stirring. Boom, dream world is created, populated. Things are appearing. It appears very real at the time. You wake up, you know it's not true. The concept of waking up is within the bubble of illusion. There's no waking, no sleeping, no dreaming, no nothing. There's just appearances in that you are. And the only way that you're going to suffer is if you say, oh, you know, the doctor says I'm dying, and this is very sad, and I'm dying. And the belief is I'm dying. Like, then you start to think, oh, what I'm missing, or what I didn't do, or all the people I'm leaving behind, or all the life that I was living. But if you remain with yourself, the self, and you don't jump along and get into the stream of thought, you just remain with yourself, the self. This is all appearing, but the doctor and this body, the concept of disease, none of this is happening to you. That's it. You can never be touched by disease. You can never be touched by aging. You can never be touched. Bhagavad Gita talks about no fire. You can't cut. You can't, nothing. No effect. You are so completely outside of this illusory existence, and yet it's within you. Again, as you're sleeping, the entire world created formlessly, because you know it's the form is appearing. You're interacting with form. You're interacting, you're speaking, you're listening, you're moving, you're having actions. You may even dream a whole storyline. But it all arose formlessly from the quote dream consciousness. There is no difference between dream consciousness and waking consciousness. Just consciousness, just presence, mixing and appearing and disappearing, forms being created and destroyed continuously. The you that you are provided the power to the dinosaurs. And the you that you are, millennia from now, will be like the Jetsons jetting about in little thing. This will still be your own self. If there was an individual consciousness, then when you're gone, it would disappear for everything, like all of it. But we know this. You see bodies that fall, mom, dad, friends, all this, these bodies are the presence is no longer actively participating in this body. It's all still within the bubble of illusion because it's a long dream. I am somebody else. I am a body. In order to have, of course, you have to appear as an object in order to see other objects. Otherwise, how? Because you say, oh, I am this, you're that, and I'm this, and this is this. But nothing is there. Nothing, 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 nothing. There's no birth, no death. How? Just like at night in a dream. You could call birth as soon as you start dreaming. Oh, look at this person. They're here. Even if you're having a dream that someone's being born, they're being born into the world, but they're being born into the dream world that doesn't exist and yet appears to be existing. Maybe mom and dad within the dream are very happy that they have a kid. Then you wake up. Was that like a total annihilation of all those people? Even if we do wind up finding like aliens and all this sort of stuff, it's still only your own self. If aliens come to visit this planet and do all that, it's still because you're all that there is, and everything that's occurring is within the bubble of illusion. And whatever concepts that those aliens might bring to us are still only within the bubble of illusion. Presence. That's it. You are the knower of presence. Presence is the knowledge. When they say you gain knowledge, the presence is the knowledge of existence. I exist. I am. But even this is not true. The knowledge of existence, just like when you lay down and sleep, there's a stirring of I exist, dream world is projected. When there's a stirring, I am, I exist. Waking dream world is projected. Just a body factory. It's just you, one man show. Not even man, formless presence. You can't even say one man show, one man show, one woman show, one. No, it's just presence. You can't even really say power or energy because these are concepts that came along with the body. We have called it God, Brahman, Paramatman, Master. And accept your selfless self. There is no God, Paramatman, Brahman, Master, Atman. Nothing is there. And it's not an anti-God teaching. God is the label that has been ascribed to that you are. That's all there is. The omnipresent, it's you. And not you, this little tiny body who's like, oh, I'm like God or whatever. No. You're a character, basically. A lump of five elemental goo with a label. And yet you can participate fully in life. It's not anti-life.
That's my kind of struggle right now is how to participate without identification. because I want to participate on something. I do realize I lose the presence, and I'm totally identified. And whoop, I come back. So how I can be inactive and not identified? It's
well, the conviction. Once you know yourself in a real sense, then you know. So that I am that. That's why Maharaj says, you don't have to keep saying, I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. You don't have to keep saying, I am presence, I am presence, I am presence. You can do your job, do your duties, enjoy, you know, do a sporting event and 100% get into it, or go on an entertainment and 100% be into it in the moment. And then you just leave it. Again, just like I can drink this water.
Okay.
And put it down.
It's finished.
And there's just a natural flow. It's finished.
Mm.
But certainly, yeah, it is not an anti-life thing. If you're going and doing something, unless you start to get really caught up and you're like, oh, then, okay, just spend a little time to the side for yourself. And that's okay. But you know yourself.
Mm.
That's why if meditation allows the sense of existence, the sense of presence, the sense of I am, you remain with this sense of I am, and the understanding comes that you are the knower of this. This has appeared to you, whether I am, I exist, or whatever is there or not, you are, and now you know.
Mm.
So how can that that you are be involved in anything, even when you're involved?
Mm.
The body may be looking very busy.
Mm.
But you're not doing anything. Just as when they talk about in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, telling Arjuna, yeah, you have to fight. You're going to fight. You're going to go to war. This is your duty. You have to do your duty. However, don't take the ego that you're some great warrior, or that you're avenging, or that you're in the right and they're in the wrong. No. Just do your job, do your duty, take care of all your responsibilities, but know yourself in a real sense.
Would you say there's like a subtle feeling of being yourself that remains kind of the type that is untouched?
I mean, if you place attention, that's why always, you know, once you know yourself in a real sense, in any situation, you can easily drop back into yourself.
Mm.
You know, be with you always. You can do your job, do your duties. If for some reason you do get involved in something, in the appearance, you know it's not true, but you're starting to kind of create the illusion that it is true.
That you know something.
You just, oh yeah. Because that's the great eraser. When you just sort of stop, pause, drop back into yourself, in that sense of presence, it erases all the illusion. If you've already done the work of remaining with yourself as self, meditation, you know yourself, you've experienced that direct experience, also that I am that. No longer do you need to be told, you know, no longer are you searching. Unless you're searching for yourself in the moment using the body that you know you're not. But the body is a media, a tool that you can dip into the cup of dip your cup into the nectar of immortality. Oh, okay. Good, good.
That's what you call recognition in the projection.
Absolutely. Recognition in the projection. Also, you're bowing to the masters. Like you have the picture of the masters, you can bow to the masters and you know that every master was your own self. Just knowing that you were yourself in that particular form. So Nisargadatta Maharaj, Siddharmeshwar Maharaj, Sri Ramakant Maharaj, Sri Ramana Maharshi, that's you. That's why you're not like worshiping and saying, oh, this great. No, of course, it's like Maharaj says, it's respect. Yes, thank you for letting me know myself. But you bow down to your own selfless self.
Mm.
You place your hand on your own head and bless yourself. Because you are that. And not the you that's the appearance. Please don't ever confuse that. Like, you know, you say, oh, I'm blessing myself. Ah, because I am God. But this is, you know.
That's like what solipsism take over.
Like, because like you're nothing.
There is no individual.
Yeah, you're nothing. The space in the room is moving this body. There's flow of thoughts. And you're appearing to experience a world within your own self.
So when you see others going crazy because they do believe that they are doing something and that somebody else and that the world is doing something to them and all this stuff of blame and, you know, it drives us all crazy. And crazy things come of it.
But you know yourself in a real sense. No need to even get involved in that. Like all the politics and the news and all the tragedies and all this sort of stuff. Even big tragedies, tsunami goes and wipes out 100,000 people. You absolutely know inwardly. Okay, you can say, oh, this is very sad. Maybe even donate some money or something. But you know, no one died. Nothing happened. If you fall asleep and dream tonight that there's a big nuclear apocalypse and half the world is gone, and it may seem in the moment like the most tragic, terrible, just so much suffering in the world, but then you wake up. So when you know yourself in a real sense, the appearance of suffering, the appearance of worldly troubles, you know. It's only because this five elemental body is available and you're seeing within the illusion. The telescope is sort of peeking inside this illusory existence, this dream. It's not true. If the entire Earth were to just boom, explode, and all the bodies were gone, it wouldn't affect you. There's no feeling of it. There's nothing. It was just an appearance, and now it's not.
So when it comes to words, would you say the word existence, you know, a lot of times I get hung up on that because I think of, you know, what exists? Is it me that exists, or is it this stuff? Is there any existence to form?
No. The sense of existence is, while you're holding this body, the sense of existence comes as just I.
Just
very subtle sense of presence, consciousness, awareness, whatever you want to call it.
So just selfless self is the only existence space.
That is it. Except your selfless self, there's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatma, no master, nothing is there. There are no things, there's no labels, there's no world, there's no you, there's nothing, 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 nothing. And not nothing like, oh, I'm going to leave the body and experience nothingness. No.
No.
It's like there would be nothing without that is.
Well, again, knock, knock on the door. Nobody's there. Well, somebody has to be there to say somebody's there. For the feeling of existence, the sense I am, the sense of presence,
to be positive,
there had to be you in which this sense of existence, or to whom this I am or I exist, has appeared.
And it's not like it's separate from you, but it's within you.
Well, again, it has appeared to you, the sense of existence, I am, I exist. That is an appearance. And whom did it appear to? You. Now, if it appears, it can disappear. And yet the you to whom it has appeared can't disappear, can't reappear. You see, that's how you get out of it completely.